With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there appears to be a difference of opinion between the House and the Senate on an aid bill for Israel. Democrats are lining up against the GOP House bill that would provide aid for Israel combined with cuts for the IRS. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it makes sense to offset the Israel aid package with IRS funding.
If Democrats in the Senate or the House or anywhere else, want to argue that hiring more IRS agents is more important than standing with Israel in this moment, I'm ready to have that debate. But I did not attach that for political purposes, okay? I attached it because, again, we're trying to get back to the principle of fiscal responsibility here. And that was the easiest and largest pile of money that's sitting there for us to be able to pay for this immediate obligation.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will not consider what he calls the unserious House proposal. Secretary of State Antony Blinken heading to Israel for talks over the Israel-Hamas war. Blinken says Israel has an obligation to both defend itself and protect civilians while doing so.
We will be talking about concrete steps that can and should be taken to minimize harm to men, women, and children in Gaza. And this is something that the United States is committed to. I'm not going to get into the details here, but it's very much on the agenda.
Meanwhile, Israeli troops are fighting with Hamas terrorists on the edges of Gaza City as the Palestinian death toll rises above 9,000. U.S. and Arab leaders are raising pressure on Israel to ease its siege and at least briefly halt its attacks in order to aid civilians. President Biden has suggested a humanitarian pause in the Gaza fighting to let in aid for Palestinians and let out foreign nationals. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 564 points, the Nasdaq rose 232. This is SRN News. This Sunday is the annual International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, and believers across the U.S. will be holding up their embattled brothers and sisters in foreign lands.
Brother Andrew, the founder of our ministry, famous for smuggling Bibles behind the Iron Curtain, 70-some years ago, was famous for saying that, our prayers go where we cannot.
Ryan Brown is CEO of Open Doors U.S.
The church in America needs to be walking with our persecuted brothers and sisters, not because of what we have to offer them, but because of what they have to offer us. Few would argue that we're living in a post-Christian culture, increasingly within the United States. And, our persecuted brothers and sisters have walked a road before us and have set an example, often at great cost to themselves.
Hundreds of millions of Christians around the globe are abused for their faith, amounting to one in every seven believers on earth. This is SRN News. Russian artillery continues to batter southern Ukraine as more deaths are reported. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russian shelling has killed an 81-year-old woman in her own backyard and a 6-year-old man in southern Ukraine's Kherson region. Kherson is a strategic military region and a key gateway for Russia to the Crimean Peninsula. It is located on the Dnieper River, and unconfirmed reports suggest Ukrainian forces are gaining ground on the Russian side of the river. Ukraine's months-long counteroffensive has fallen short of dislodging Russian troops from large areas, as the war appears set for another winter of grinding attrition. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a bill revoking Russia's ratification of a global nuclear test ban. Moscow said the move was needed to establish parity with the United States. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.